Hello, welcome to Talk with Green Guy, and we're talking everything green, and I'm covering green and sustainability like nobody else. I'm your host, my name is Eric Moncrief, and I am the Green Guy. Welcome to WGST 640 AM and iHeartRadio. We are broadcasting from the heart of Atlanta, Georgia, in the prestigious neighborhood and community known as Buckhead. This show is brought to you by the Ray C. Anderson Foundation, which is working to advance a more sustainable future for the environment, business, and society. The Ray C. Anderson Foundation is also the title and platinum sponsor for the Talk with Green Guy show. For more information, go to RayCAndersonFoundation.org, RayCAndersonFoundation.org. Also, Rabblebot. Rabblebot is your digital agency. They cover everything from video production, web design, social media management. Rabblebot tells your story one pixel at a time. Rabblebot.com. Rabblebot handles my website, GreenGuyMedia.com. Go out to the site, check it out, follow me, listen to podcasts, and just keep up with everything that's going on with Green Guy. You can follow me on Twitter, Green Guy ATL at Twitter, and Facebook. Got a Green Guy page. Like it. Follow me. So I'd appreciate that. All right. Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Talk with Green Guy show. I thank you if you've been following these shows, and I thank you if it is your first time tuning into the Talk with Green Guy show. My goal is to keep you informed and educated about what is going on in the sustainability community and give you the resources and information to live a healthy, sustainable, and green life. Sustainability is the ability to meet the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. Well, today, the Mayor's Climate Summit series continues. Today, we've got Alicia Zatkoff. She's the sustainability manager of the City of Richmond, Virginia. She's going to be representing Mayor Dwight Jones in the series. We have this show and next week's show, Mayor Esther Mannheimer of Asheville, North Carolina, will conclude this first round of mayors in the Mayor's Climate Summit series. And then we'll come back sometime in May with another round of mayors. I believe we may start off with Pittsburgh and have Chattanooga here and several other mayors on the show to continue this very, very important conversation about sustainability and climate around the country. I mean, the goal of this is to keep this conversation on people's minds and also share ideas about what's going on around the country and, you know, have people implement things that they may hear on this show to help make things better in their own city. So really, really happy about what we've been hearing in the Mayor's Climate Summit series from Denver, Washington, D.C., Birmingham, Alabama last week, Chula Vista, California, Orlando, West Palm Beach. So really appreciate everyone who has participated, the mayors and their representatives, their sustainability managers of those cities. In the Mayor's Climate Summit series. So with that, I would like to go ahead and just get the show started because we got a lot to cover. And with that, I want to introduce and bring to the Talk with Green Guy show the sustainability manager of the City of Richmond, Alicia Zatkoff.
Good morning. Hi, Eric. How are you?
I am outstanding. Thank you, Alicia, for joining me this morning in the Mayor's Climate Summit series and representing Mayor Jones. Really so happy to have you here to talk about what's going on in Richmond.
Well, we're delighted to participate in the summit, and thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely. Hey, before we get started, I have to absolutely send a shout out to one of your colleagues, Sharon Ray North. Sharon Ray North is actually a friend of mine We grew up together. She's the public information manager, I believe, for the city of Richmond, and she kind of started the wheels turning in terms of me getting in touch with folks at the city, and then, you know, ultimately getting you to participate in this. So I just want to thank Sharon for her help.
Wow, what a small world. Yeah, she is the public information officer for our Department of Public Works, so that's great.
Awesome. All right. Well, Alicia, you know, Richmond, first of all, I'd like for you to share with folks, you know, Richmond, Virginia. What is Richmond, Virginia like? You know, what's the climate there? I mean, tell us a little bit about Richmond.
Sure. Well, Richmond is a great city. We're in the heart of Virginia, on the middle of the East Coast. We're about an hour and a half driving-wise from south of D.C., about an hour and a half from the East Coast, from the beach, and about the same from the mountains. So we're really centrally located. Great climate here. It's pretty mild most of the year. We get a nice change of seasons. We have a beautiful river that runs through the heart of our downtown, the James River. Mm-hmm. And we have about a 210,000 population right in the heart of our city. And then in our metro area, it's about 1.2 million.
Awesome. All right. Well, Alicia, with all that going on up there in the city of Richmond, Virginia, share with us, what is it like being the sustainability manager for the city of Richmond?
Well, I've been in my position for about 6 years. It was a new position that was created when Mayor Dwight Jones came into office, and so I'm the first sustainability manager for the city, which has been really a privilege to build this program from the ground up under Mayor Jones.
Right.
And definitely a roller coaster as well. You know, one of the coolest things I've been able to do is really sort of work with so many different people all across the city, all of our departments, and also folks out in the community. And that's been one of the things I've really enjoyed the most about the job. But it's also been, I'm sure as you know, and what you do and all the folks you talk to, it's a really, you know, difficult work to do, sustainability, because really it's about bringing about change on a collective scale.
Right.
And that's, you know, really hard work that takes a lot of time.
That's
so,
right.
It takes somebody that's willing to persevere and, you know, move forward when people tell you no a lot.
That's right. That's right. Hey, I always say, you know, sustainability managers are a different breed of folks because, I mean, you guys put in a lot of work and, you know, you wear a lot of hats. And I commend you for what you do for these cities. So, as you mentioned, you know, when you got there was really nothing in place. So, you know, let's talk about, you know, some of the ideas that you have, you know, come up with so far and, you know, kind of, you know, there was nothing there, but what's it like now?
Yeah, you're right. When I started this program, there were actually a lot of great things happening inside city government and out in the community, but there wasn't really anything organized. There was no strategic plan for sustainability, and really nothing was being measured or reported. So one of the first things that we did when I became sustainability manager was to go through a year-long planning process with the community, with our city leaders, with a lot of stakeholder organizations to create what we now have, which is our RBA Green Sustainability Plan. Richmond has the moniker of RBA, Richmond, Virginia. So mm-hmm. That's what we use. And so we really, through that planning process, asked people what would make your quality of life better, what would improve our environment here, our local environment, and how can we enhance our economic development and job creation in the community. And out of that process came our plan, which has 55 initiatives spread out over 5 focus areas: economic development, energy, the environment, open space and land use, and transportation. And so we've put that out. The mayor released that report in 2012, and since then we've been working to implement that, and that's one of the main responsibilities I have in my job.
Wow. Awesome. Alicia, I want to get back to a lot of those points you mentioned, especially those 5 focus areas, but we need to take a break. And when we get back on the other side of the break, we are going to continue this conversation with the sustainability manager of the City of Richmond, Ms. Alicia Zatkoff. This is Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guy Show, WGST 640 AM and iHeartRadio. Stay with me. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. This is Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guy Show, WGST 640 AM and iHeartRadio. We are speaking this morning with Alicia Zatkoff. She is the sustainability manager for the City of Richmond, Virginia. And before we left on break, Alicia, you were sharing with us some very interesting things. And one of the things you mentioned was an area of 55 projects. You have an area of 55 projects going on.
Yeah, we have our RVA Green Sustainability Plan that we worked with the community on, and it has 55 initiatives that we've been working to implement. And what we've done is we've been measuring our progress using 12 indicators that we developed, and we put out an annual report on how we're doing. And we've also track, like many communities do these days, our greenhouse gas emissions and report on our progress on that as well.
Right. Hey, let's drill down a little deeper into these five focus areas you had mentioned, economic development, energy, and all that. That brings me to ask you about green jobs in the City of Richmond, or, you know, what kind of opportunities there may be coming in terms of green jobs. And you know, just share with us a little bit more about those five focus areas.
Yeah, well, in our economic development focus area of the plan, one of our initiatives in that focus area is to develop more green jobs in our community. So that's definitely one of the things we're working on, and helping businesses in the community that you know, work in that area of quote-unquote green jobs, looking for ways to support them out in the community. And, you know, that could be anything from renewable energy to different kinds of we do a lot of work in our community with energy efficiency, as I'm sure, you know, other communities do as well. So workforce development, helping folks train to do those kinds of jobs. So we have some initiatives in that area as well.
What kind of incentives do you have for the business community to get involved with the City of Richmond?
Well, it really depends on the business. And, you know, I'll give you an example, a little bit different type of business that's not, you wouldn't think of as quote-unquote a green job, but we just brought one of our major economic development initiatives for last year that's continuing, is we being the community, the city, landed a major employer and business, which was Stone Brewery. They're on the West Coast, and they were looking for a new East Coast operations headquarters and distribution facility, and they chose Richmond from many other contenders. It was a very competitive process, and they're actually going to be opening this year a distribution facility and then also a restaurant and beer garden in the next couple of years, bringing hundreds of jobs to our community. And they're actually, where they're physically locating in the community is in one of our more economically depressed neighborhoods. So not only are they here in the city bringing jobs, but they're going to be in an area where they're really going to help lift that area up. And the facility itself is going to be a green, a sustainable facility. That's really something that the company believes very strongly in. So it's just a great story and a great win-win for everyone.
Right. Hey, let's talk about some of the redevelopment projects, revitalization, eco district. Do you guys have any eco districts there? Just share with us, you know, kind of some of the things that are being built that are being more, that are more sustainable.
Yeah, sure. We don't have an eco district per se in our community. We're definitely looking at that concept with one of the redevelopment projects that is going on right now that we're in really just the very beginning stages of, in terms of hearing from the community, taking ideas, listening to what the community wants is called the Boulevard. Boulevard is one of our major thoroughfares in the community. So there's a big tract of land, 60 acres, which for our city is, which is a landlocked city, 60 acres is it's owned by the city government. So it's really one of our last big undeveloped tracts of land that we're looking at very closely to decide what to do with it. And one of the concepts that we're considering is developing it as an eco district, because, you know, we just see the value of doing that and looking at the highest and best use of that parcel and bringing the community into it, into the development process. And eco districts really, you know, as I'm sure you know, can improve the economic development opportunities for local businesses and offering jobs for our citizens, but also improving the environmental performance and enhancing quality of life for those in eco districts. So that's definitely a concept we're looking at for that piece of property.
Right. Hey, Alicia, I should have asked you this earlier because you had said that you had been there 5 or 6 years. You know, tell us about your team. Who helps you implement all this stuff and great ideas up there in the city of Richmond?
Yeah, well, our team, my sustainability office, is really a small team. It's myself and two other people. We have an energy manager and a management analyst. But we really consider all of city government, all of our other fellow employees in our different departments as part of our team by extension, because our philosophy and the mayor's philosophy has been to push sustainability out into the organization and really encourage every city employee to look for those strategic opportunities to promote sustainability within city government. So we really want everyone to be thinking about sustainability as part of their job.
Right. Hey, you had mentioned energy a little while ago. And so let's talk about maybe some of the LEED certified buildings that the city of Richmond may have. And again, for everyone out there, LEED is LEED, Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, which is a green building certification program that recognizes best-in-class strategies and practices. And to receive a LEED certification, you have to earn points, and you have prerequisites, and there are different levels, platinum, gold, silver. So tell us about some of the LEED buildings or projects that you have going on in Richmond.
Sure. Well, our city council passed a LEED resolution to build at a minimum level of LEED silver when we build a new city facility, and that includes schools. And so we have built a number of LEED school facilities under Mayor Jones. When he first came into office, we started a number of new facilities for our schools, and that was the first time that we'd had new school facilities in quite a few years. And so we have one new LEED high school and a LEED, which is gold, LEED two middle schools, a number of elementary schools, and a fire department that's LEED silver, excuse me. And then we did a major renovation on our jail, which is a new justice center, and that was also LEED gold, which was just an amazing project. So not only city facilities that we're doing, but also within the community, our development communities really embrace LEED as well, and we have a number of great facilities within the community that are LEED also.
That is awesome. And it seems like you're getting buy-in from everyone there. I was going to ask, in terms of the city employees, how much education do you do with the city employees and helping them, you know, get up to speed on these things and becoming conscious and pretty much setting a tone for the culture of sustainability there?
Yeah, well, that's one of the most difficult things to do, I think, with this work is changing culture, because that's really what it takes. It's really working and getting folks one-on-one to change behavior, and to do that is, I think, changing culture first. So we have not done and haven't been able to do as much of that as I would like to and as I think that we need to do. And frankly, it's a resource issue, and I think you'll find that with a lot of my peers around the country. It's just, it takes a lot of time and effort to reach out and to work with folks and to get that culture change. So I hope to be able to do a lot more of that in the future.
Right. I know you're working it. All right. We need to take a break. We'll be back. This is Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guys Show. Stay with me. All right, we are back. Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guys Show, speaking with sustainability manager from the city of Richmond, Alicia Zatkoff. And Alicia, before we left on break, we were talking about some LEED buildings and things of that nature. Here in Atlanta, we have a thing called the Better Buildings Challenge, where they have benchmarked for energy savings and things of that nature. Is there anything like that in the city of Richmond, or are you guys involved in the Better Buildings Challenge?
We have not been involved in the Better Buildings Challenge. We participate in a number of different scorecards and different reporting protocols. We do the CDP protocol, which is a national scorecard that different both cities report to and also private companies report to. And so that's a great venue to share information with our peer cities, as well as actually some companies that are here in our area. So that's been a great thing. But we report, we gather the information and report out to our community, which I think is one of the most important things that we can do. And we have found that that's been very helpful in a lot of our efforts to save energy, not just within city government, but also working with the community.
Awesome. Hey, before also we were talking about the culture within the city government. And so I wanted to ask about, we talked about energy. I wanted to ask about, do you guys have any electric vehicles in your fleets? Tell us about, or is there any natural gas vehicles, or tell us about your fleets.
Yeah. Well, the city owns its own gas utility, natural gas utility. So the strategic plan and decision was made to go with natural gas at this point in time in our own city fleet. So we have converted all of our refuse trucks to natural gas. We've also been working on converting our fleet of city vehicles in terms of vehicles that our city employees drive to natural gas. We've been working with our transit company here in town, Greater Richmond Transit Company, to convert the bus fleet over to natural gas, and that's in the process of happening. We've also had our public utilities work with our airport to convert their shuttle fleet to natural gas and some of their different vehicles over. In terms of electric vehicles, while the city fleet isn't converting at this point in time, we have been working to put electric vehicle charging stations out in the community. We have, for example, Main Street Station, which is one of the passenger train stations in the community, and we're converting that over to a multimodal hub, and it's well on its way to being that right now. It's right in our downtown area. So we just last year had a big installation. We have a DC fast charger there and also a Tesla charger and two level two charging stations. And then we also have another charging station in another part of the community that we put in. And then we've worked with some of our private partners in the community to put in other charging stations. So we've worked with Virginia Clean Cities, which is one of our state level partners. They're a nonprofit that works throughout Virginia to encourage alternative fuel vehicles and support for that. So they've been a great partner in that work with us.
Awesome. All right. Hey, let's talk about some of the other projects that you guys have been involved in. And I understand there was a 2015 UCI Road World Championship. What was that?
Yeah, that was a huge event that our community hosted last year. We worked we've been working since 2011 when our city won the bid to host that. It's actually an international road cycling race that happens every year in a different city all around the world. And our city hosted it last year. We were the first city in the United States to host it since 1986 when it was in Colorado Springs. So it was a huge deal. I think we had 645,000 people over the course of 10 days in our city.
Wow.
And our city is about 210,000. So really just mind-blowing how many people were here.
I'll
and it took a whole lot of effort by a whole lot of people to make it a huge success, but it was. We had the economic impact from that was about 161 million statewide, or I'm sorry, in our area, and about 169.8 million in Virginia. And I was lucky enough to be in charge of the sustainability efforts for that event.
Great. What were some of the sustainability efforts, and what were some of the results of that?
Yeah, well, we had, couldn't have done it by ourselves. We had a great partner that we worked with, the Virginia Green Travel Alliance, which is a nonprofit that works to help make events and festivals and other tourism-related organizations sustainable. So we worked together on this event with a number of great partners in the community. And so we had a goal to divert 60% of the waste from the event, and we ended up achieving a 76% waste diversion rate. It was just amazing. And again, if you were kind of think about it, this was a one-time event, once, and that was it. So we had no chance to really practice everything
right.
we were doing.
Right.
But we really wanted to make our sustainability efforts for this event something that would benefit our community for the long run. So we thought about everything from a systems approach and putting things in place that other events in the community could use after this was over. And we also were able to offset 100% of our greenhouse gas emissions from the event operations and achieve three different sustainability certifications, which was great.
Wow, that is really good and long-lasting impacts on the community.
Yeah, I think one of the coolest things was seeing how this event just really changed the community and had this, what we say is a legacy effect. And our community was already working on becoming more of a bike-friendly community. It was something that was in our sustainability plan. We have developed a bike master plan. But to see this event, once really the community found out and knew it was coming, it was really like something somebody flipped a switch or something, and people really started making their voices known about wanting that bike infrastructure and wanting to be able to ride their bikes. And that was, I think, really sort of that piece that was missing. And so we had about 4 years to prepare for the race coming once we found out we won the bid. And in that 4 years, we were able to work with a number of partners in the community and have 25 miles of new bike infrastructure on the ground. And some of our other partners that had been working on things, we have a new 52-mile Virginia Capitol Trail, which mm-hmm. connects Richmond to Jamestown, Virginia, was completed.
Awesome. Hey, who are some of the other folks that you work with externally? You mentioned partners. Who are some of the other folks that have been, you know, instrumental in helping the city of Richmond get things done and become more sustainable?
Wow. A lot of people, I think. Yeah, it's definitely this type of work you don't do on your own. Collaboration is such a key thing. It definitely in the event world, special events and a lot of those big events we do, Virginia Green Travel Alliance is a great partner. A lot of our, we have a lot of great universities in town, and so I work a lot with professors at our universities to help with research and student interns. So we have Virginia Commonwealth University and the University of Richmond. They're great partners as well.
Awesome. All right. Alicia, we need to take a break. And when we get back on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about the river and the riverfront in Richmond, Virginia. This is Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guy Show, WGST 640 AM at iHeartRadio. Stay with me. We'll be right back. All right. Talk with Green Guy Show, Eric Moncrief, WGST 640 AM and iHeartRadio. Speaking with sustainability manager from the city of Richmond, Alicia Zatkoff. Alicia, before we left on break, I wanted to start this particular segment with the river and the riverfront. Share with us how important that is to the city of Richmond.
Well, it's really important. We have the James River that runs right through the heart of our downtown. And it really is the jewel of our city. Richmond is the only city in the country with class 4 whitewater rapids in the middle of its downtown.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's really just unique. And it's really one of the things that helped make us Outside Magazine's Best River Town in America in 2012 and Best Town Ever. So it's something we really take a lot of pride in here in the river.
Wow, awesome. All right, who share with us, you know, the river upkeep, who helps, you know, maintain it, clean up, all that sort of thing. Who's involved in all that?
Yeah, well, along the river is our James River Park system, which is about 550 acres. It's a 550-acre system of parks that runs along the river on both sides as it passes through the city. And a lot of it is wilderness, which is also just unique. You really don't find that a lot in an urban area. And so we have a really dedicated park manager and staff and a number of volunteer groups that really work tirelessly to maintain all of that, because it's such a large area to have a pretty relatively small staff to maintain. And so they're working on it and continue to. And so we have a lot of mountain bike trails, running trails that are been recognized and awarded for their, you know, quality. And it's a great place for folks to kayak and fish. And so all of that takes a lot of work for people to take care of.
Right. Hey, I wanted you to share a little more about maybe some of the other green space and tree canopies that are in Richmond.
Yeah. Well, one of the things we've done is we put that park system under a conservation easement, and I think that really brought the awareness of the importance of green space to folks in the community. And so after we did that, a few years later, we developed a riverfront plan, the Richmond Riverfront Plan. And that's one of the big things that the city's working on now, is to create those connections for folks to get down to the river. One of the things that will be done this fall is called the T. Tyler Potterfield Memorial Bridge. And for those of us here in our community, Tyler Potterfield was a city planner who passed away a few years ago, and he really loved our city, and we loved him. And so this bridge is named after him. But it's going to be the first dedicated bike and pedestrian bridge that will connect across the river and help to bring folks down to that green space and green space along the river.
Awesome. Hey, let's talk about Mayor Jones a second. And I understand Mayor Jones has a community wealth building initiative. What is that?
Yeah, it's a really great initiative, and it's pretty unique. I think he is the first mayor to really do this, which is, you know, take a hard look at poverty in our community and say this is not something that's going to be solved on the short end, and develop a really holistic initiative to address it. And so that's what his community wealth building initiative is all about. And so he put together a task force, a community task force, and out of that came this community wealth building initiative, which has a number of different prongs to address poverty from both education and transportation and workforce development, and working with a lot of folks out in the community to do that.
It sounds like that's a pretty comprehensive outreach and education program then done by the City of Richmond.
It is, definitely.
You've shared a lot of great information with us today. And so, I mean, what does the sustainable future look like for Richmond, Alicia?
I think it's very bright. I think we've made a lot of progress in a short period of time. Our program is about 6 years old, and you know, in that period of time, we've saved a lot of money for the taxpayers here in our community, over $3.8 million since we've gotten started, and, you know, brought in about $400,000 to the city. And that's a lot of hard work that's gotten to that point. But we've got a lot more to do here, and we have enjoyed working with Mayor Jones, and he's helped us so much. But we have an election coming up in November. We're going to have a new mayor, and so we're looking forward to seeing who that new mayor is and moving forward under some new leadership as well.
You know, the thing about that is that now there is a sustainability plan in place. And while I'm on that, and you've kind of alluded a little bit parts here and there, but, you know, share with us, what is Richmond's climate plan? What is Richmond's resilience plan?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And that's one of the very first things that we would like to work on with our new mayor. And so Richmond doesn't have a formal climate plan or resiliency plan. We have a plan to develop a plan. And that's one of the things that I look forward to working with our new mayor.
Well, you know what, Alicia, when that plan does get developed, you are more than welcome to come back to the Talk with Green Guy show and share with the country what the climate plan is for Richmond, Virginia.
Well, I would love to do that, Eric. Thank you.
Hey, well, listen, I really, really appreciate you being on and representing Mayor Jones in the Mayor's Climate Summit series. And, hey, this is just another great example of what is going on around the country that people need to hear. And hopefully people have heard something today that's going on in Richmond that they say, hey, we need to adopt that in our city because they're doing it right there.
I hope so, too. And thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely. Oh, thank you so much, Alicia. All right, folks. Wow. What a great conversation with the sustainability manager from the city of Richmond, Virginia, Alicia Zatkoff. I got a few announcements before we get ready to get out of here. Again, next week, programming note, next week we will have Mayor Esther Mannheimer from Asheville, North Carolina. She is going to wrap up the Mayor's Climate Summit series for this first round. And again, very, very happy with what we've been hearing. Thus far, we're going to come back with several more mayors in May, and so stay tuned for that. We're going to even bring some governors into this conversation, as I said earlier. And so former New Jersey Governor Christine Todd Whitman with Case Energy in Washington, D.C., a nuclear energy advocate and clean power advocacy group, will be with us in April. Also, we're going to have Mr. John Lanier from the Ray C. Anderson Foundation sitting in soon. Can't wait for John to come on and share what's going on with the foundation and everything like that. Today at the Charm Center, they're having a Creative Reuse Day. That is going to be from 1 to 4 at the Charm Center. My friends at 1110 Hill Street, be there. All right. This is Eric Moncrief. This show was brought to you by the Ray C. Anderson Foundation, our platinum sponsor, which is working to advance a more sustainable future for the environment, business, and society. Remember, tune in every Sunday, 9 a.m., right here on WGSC 640 AM and R Radio. Visit me at greenguymedia.com. Be the change you want to see in the world. Make today your best day. Think and live green. Talk to you next week, Greenheads. This is Eric Moncrief, the Green Guy. Have a blessed week.